This week, we are back recording our podcast, and we've got a couple stories for you. We're back, baby! We're back! Oh man, we're recording. It's been a few weeks.
Yes, it has.
Welcome to the Socratic Neighbors Podcast. We are your Socratic neighbors. I'm Lotus, and with me in the remote studio is...
Quick Carl.
And we are coming to you live from my Florida apartment and your Texas place. And this is the first podcast after my move.
Yeah, it is, and we're an hour difference in time zone, so anything you say now, I won't hear until an hour from now.
Yeah, it's pretty it's pretty warm over here in the future.
have you encountered any alligators yet?
We have not encountered any alligators yet, but we've been told to stay away from the lakes. So
that makes sense.
Yeah. The ocean is fine, but stay away from the lakes.
Stay away from the lakes, yeah.
Yeah, we've taken the dogs to the beach dog park.
Three times. Looked pretty cool. It looked like they were having a good time.
Yeah, it was pretty great. And the second time we went, the water was pretty receded, and the tide was very low, and there was a bunch of dolphins swimming. And this one guy who doesn't know the difference between dolphins and sharks goes, "There's a shark." And I was like, "Really?" Like, really?
And there's, he must know somebody we know.
And so, yeah. And so the dolphins swim in like arc motions, right? Like right. You guys can't see. I know our listeners can't see the camera, but I'm making an arc motion with my hand here.
I thought you were making a hand puppet.
And then sharks swim forward, and they swim in like a zigzag, but dolphins swim zigzag like laterally, not horizontally, vertically, not horizontally. So the guy didn't know the difference.
And he was a native down there, or do you know?
Yeah, he seemed like he was native, but I don't know. I could be wrong.
But not native to Florida.
No, I guess not. So, how are you, Mr. Carl? I haven't spoken to you in quite a face to face quite a while since.
Well, you haven't really missed anything here. It's been hot. No, I take that back. It's been damn hot.
It's been damn hot.
Yeah, but we have had rain for the last couple of days, which kind of cooled things off. But then everything gets kind of muggy.
Yeah.
So. But you already know all this.
Yeah. Well, it's been raining. It's been raining every day here, almost day. Yeah. I mean,
all day or just off and on.
It's not because Texas, it rains and it rains for quite a while at a time.
Yeah.
And then in Florida, it rains every day, but it only rains in like spurts. It'll be like an hour and a half to 2 hours of rain, and then that's it. And then like 3 hours later, you would not have known that it's rained.
Of course, because it gets hot there with the humidity.
Yeah,
and everything just like dries like that.
Yeah, that's very Texas. And so people, when I moved here, people were like, "Well, you know, it's hot and it's rainy." And I'm like, it's different than Texas.
So what are you telling me?
It's
like when I moved from New Jersey, the same thing, except we got snow up there, and it's like, I hope you're used to humidity. You go, I came from New Jersey, okay?
All right, so do we have a topic today? I mean, I think we're just going to...
Well, we're going to talk about packing and moving, since you just went through that recently. But, of course, we all have stories. I think everybody in their lifetime has gone through a packing and a moving.
Yes, they definitely have.
Tips. Let's start with a packing. Any tips there?
Packing. Don't do it.
I would have to agree with you, because when I left New Jersey, I had a service come in and pack the house up. Yeah, they could have packed me up too. That would have been fine. But they packed up the house, and it only took them a day. And it was money well spent.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think if it was just Mrs. Lotus and myself, then I definitely would have gone with a packing service or a college hunks hauling junk type thing. But since I had a whole bunch of family help, familial help, then we stuck with the cheaper option. But we spent about, I don't know, 2.5 weeks. 2.5 weeks to 3 weeks packing. I mean, we started packing pretty much from the moment that we found out that we were moving here.
Right, right. You didn't have a long window, really.
No, we didn't. And it wasn't like we were trying to pack up to move to a bigger house. It was more we're moving our lives, you know.
Right.
And I think
you did get a little bigger place than you had here.
Yes, got a lot bigger place. It is a lot more room. Like I'm in my own office right now.
Wow.
So like we've got a 2-bedroom over here. And so I have my own little office in the spare bedroom. And
nice.
Then, and then
well, don't forget us little people that only have one room.
Yeah. But you know, packing, if you're gonna do it with a bunch of people that you know and trust, because sometimes they'll pack the wrong things for you. And like my wife spent a lot of time, you know, making sure that she was packing the right things to go with itself. And, you know, like, we spent probably 10, we spent, just my wife and her mom spent about 10.5 hours packing the day we were packing the truck. And so then they packed everything in the apartment that was left. And then my mom, my brother, and I, and my friend all packed the truck. So, can you hear
right.
me?
Right. Yeah, fine. You know, I can totally understand about packing stuff yourself. I personally do not want help when I'm packing because I want to know exactly what I'm keeping and what I'm not keeping. I want to be on top of it. Excuse me. That is something I have to micromanage for myself. Everybody's different. But right. I packed a house in Denver by myself. I packed a house in New Jersey by myself. I know I had somebody come in to pack the house in New Jersey, but I still had to supervise and organize it before they got there, how I wanted everything packed. And when I was in Denver, I packed the entire house by myself. The only thing, my one son came out and helped me get the stuff onto the truck and attach the trailer, but everything was in boxes and ready to go. He had nothing to pack in the house. I did it all. But I also had a longer window than you guys.
Right.
I had a 3-month window in Denver, and I pretty much had a 3-month window in New Jersey. So I had time to plan it and know exactly how I wanted to do it. And I started cleaning right then and throwing out the stuff that I wasn't going to save.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was kind of funny because about halfway through the pack, my wife goes, "Ah, ha, ha, we're just kidding. We're not really moving to Florida. We just wanted to spring clean." And I was like, that's freaking brilliant.
You tricked her.
Yeah, no, it was her that made that joke, not me. It was pretty brilliant. Oh, yeah. I thought it was pretty funny. But she had it very well organized. I spent most of my time packing the truck and making sure that all of my stuff was packed properly. Like, I packed all the electronics. I packed all of my clothes. I packed a lot of the dog's stuff. Most of the stuff was pretty much her packing it, you know. And then my mom bought us some couch covers and mattress covers and all that stuff, which I highly recommend.
You yeah, buy definitely.
All those covers because it helps with it helps to make sure all your stuff is protected. Is that you?
Yeah, my phone rings periodically and I never answer it, so. It's just to scare off burglars.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, Packing is very laborious. I will say that, but I will tell you what's easier is unpacking. Unpacking is a lot easier than packing.
I totally agree. And if you have it organized where you have the boxes clearly marked and they're in the rooms they're supposed to go in, it does make your job a lot easier.
Oh, yeah. Mrs. Lotus and I got to our new place about, 2 o'clock. And my dad and her dad were following with the truck, and they could only go 60 miles an hour, but we could go as fast as we wanted. And so we sped ahead and beat them by about two hours or so.
Is that a new law where you can go as fast as you want?
Yeah, it's weird. The Florida highways are like the Autobahn out here.
Oh, yeah. Wow, cool.
Yeah, we beat them by about 2 hours, and then we spent most of the time just we inspected the apartment, and by the time they arrived, everything was ready to go, and we unpacked everything. We had everything unpacked from the truck except for washer dryer and the guest bed. We had it all unpacked by 9 o'clock.
Was the guest bed a new addition?
The guest bed was a new addition. The guest bed's actually my old bed from when I was a kid.
Okay.
So my old bed when I was a kid, it came with it was a guest bed and a trundle. My parents had that, and they refinished it for me.
Oh, okay.
Because they knew I was moving out here, and I wanted it back since they knew we were going to be moving into a bigger place.
And they need a place to sleep when they visit.
Yeah, and they have a place to sleep when they visit. Well, we had, so it was kind of funny because when everybody came. My mom was like, well, where's everybody going to sleep? And I said, well, I'll pull out, we've got a queen blow up mattress. So we did that. And then cause I have two mattresses. I've got two guest mattresses. I've got one for the trundle and I've got one for the bed frame itself. So I put the two mattresses together, and that was a king size bed for my in-laws. And then, had my parents on the queen blow up mattress, and I mean, it worked, you know.
So, that was nice you did all that. If it would have been me, I would have just said, I saw a hotel on the way in. Yeah.
Well, it saved everybody on the hotel. The hotel, like, we got into Tallahassee the night before, like midnight, and we got up at like 6:30, and my wife was like, I'm gonna kill you.
Did you have breakfast with Governor Rick Scott while you were there?
Nope. That wasn't part of the, I didn't get the deluxe pass package.
Next time. How did the road trip go?
Road trip was pretty smooth. Actually, we didn't really run into any problems. The first day was very slow, because the first day I had anticipated it taking like 13 hours, and it ended up taking 18 hours. Because we had to stop every 4 hours for the dogs. So the dogs had to stop every 4 hours and use the bathroom and stretch the legs. And then just being limited to driving between 55 and 60 miles an hour for the moving truck was a pain. Because you can't drive faster than that. And we were going as a caravan the first day. Mrs. Lotus was in her van, and she could have just sped ahead and been in Tallahassee like right away, but we decided to stay together, and I think it was smarter because we were able to keep up with each other. But my mom won the U-Haul game. We played the
U-Haul game. She won a U-Haul game?
Yeah, have you ever played the U-Haul game? Do you know what the U-Haul game is?
No, so, I don't.
The U-Haul game is you pick how many U-Hauls you're going to see over the course of you pick out how many U-Hauls you're going to see over the course of the trip. And then once everybody's got the numbers, then you have to be the closest without going over. Then everybody spots U-Hauls, and you have to count how many U-Hauls you see. And that's U-Hauls driving past you, U-Hauls driving near you, then U-Haul centers or U-Haul rental places or stuff like that. And
oh, they count too then, huh?
Say again?
So that even the centers count?
Yeah, even the centers count.
So you get extra points if they're pulling a trailer?
Yeah, there's two. So if you see one that's pulling a trailer, that's worth two U-Hauls.
Oh, cool.
And so then you've got one U-Haul, obviously, for a truck, or even if you see like a pickup truck, that counts. If it has the U-Haul sticker on it, then that counts. And so, like my in-laws guessed really low and Amy guessed moderately high. And then my mom guessed above her. And then we came out to like 380 U-Hauls or something like that. Total.
That's a lot.
Yeah. My mom guessed 400.
That's pretty close to 380.
Yeah. So she won. She won the U-Haul thing. And it was so funny because my mom and my dad are pretty competitive people. And they, there was this huge running joke through the whole thing. And my mom, my dad was constantly accusing my mom of overcounting. So she like, he said, oh, you're just double counting the same U-Haul. Cause like there'd be U-Hauls that drive past us. Cause U-Hauls can drive faster than what we were driving. Cause we were driving.
Well, if you call it first, do you get the point for the U-Haul or does everybody get the
so
point?
Everybody. So it's the collective, how many everybody sees. So it's a collective.
Okay.
So,
oh, okay. Okay.
So it's a road trip. It's just a road trip.
You don't even really have to do anything if somebody else is counting for you.
Right. And most of the time, like my dad drives a lot on our road trips. So most of the time it's my dad that's spotting all these U-Hauls. And so my mom will spot the centers. And I think we only came across like two or three centers, but the centers that we came across had like 25 U-Hauls. It was pretty crazy. And so, the second day, because we were separated, we decided to split. We decided to count everybody, each, like my in-laws, my dad and my father-in-law counted their U-Hauls, and my mom and my mother-in-law and Mrs. Lotus and I all counted U-Hauls as well. And then we split the difference between the two to determine what was the total. And so my mom ended up winning. And it was so funny. She was like, I want my blueberry cheesecake. That was like, she wanted that as her prize.
That was the prize?
Yeah, well, that was what she wanted as penance for winning. Oh. And so my dad, every restaurant that we went to, because we went to like two or three restaurants here in town, and every restaurant that we went to, my dad was like, oh, do they have blueberry cheesecake? And I said, I don't know. And so it was kind of funny because they left and I called my sister and I said, can you go to like HEB or something and buy a cheesecake and some blueberries and just have it in the fridge with, you know, congrats U-Haul winner. And my mom got home and opened the fridge and found it. And she was like, that's awesome.
Well, it was just crumbs because your brother and sister ate it all.
Oh, yeah, probably.
That would have been funnier.
But my mom, my parents are pretty competitive. But U-Haul game, if you ever take another road trip, U-Haul game's okay. Pretty fun.
All right. Well, I'm going to be taking a road trip with my grandkids in July, so
yeah.
Well, maybe we'll play that game.
Yeah, I highly recommend the U-Haul game. And you just write down everybody's number and then see, you know, just count how many U-Hauls. It keeps you entertained.
Well, the one game that we usually play is alphabet game. You have to spot something with each letter and then you can move on to the next letter, and the first one that gets through the alphabet wins.
Right. We played
but you got to call it out. If you call it out first, you get credit for it. Nobody else does.
Yeah. We also played the state game to see how many license plates.
Yeah, that's good.
How many license plates from the various states we could spot. And
you would have been an interesting twist on that game would have been this count how many Texas license plates you saw.
Right.
Because you're going away from the state.
Right. Yeah, that would be interesting. And then the other one we did was we did the alphabet game, but we only did license plates. So you had to spot the alphabet game, but only on license plates. It could only be
on license plates. Yeah, because some letters aren't going to be there, obviously.
Right.
Yeah, right. I got you.
But like you, like it was pretty. You know, you, I mean, when you're a kid, all these random road trip games mean nothing. And then when you're an adult, you play these road trip games and you realize it makes the time just go flying
by. Oh yeah.
You know,
I remember my grandkids like to play that. What is it? I spy my little eye or something. And you have to guess what they're looking at.
Right. Yeah.
That's the one they always like. But now that they're older, they probably won't want to play something more sophisticated.
Yeah. Well, the U-Haul game's pretty fun. I enjoy the U-Haul game a lot.
Oh, yeah. No, that sounds good. Did you said you were in hotels. Did you stop at any rest areas?
We did not. We mostly stopped at gas stations.
Okay.
Because, you know, we were trying to fill up and then move on. We were trying to get as fast as we could. We wanted to stop at the Florida rest stop, because they serve fresh orange juice at the Florida rest stop.
Oh yeah, that's an entitlement thing, right?
Right. It's part of the package of being a Floridian. Mrs. Lotus and I, we already have our Florida driver's licenses, and then her car is already, we actually just got the title for her car, so her car is titled to Florida now, and then
okay,
my car is still under loan, so I had to send a formal letter from the tax collector to my lien holder to say, hey, I live in Florida now.
So once that goes through, then you get your plate. Your plate.
Yeah, my plate. My plate with my registration sticker on it.
Yeah, which is pretty, on the back of the...
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. And, you know, I thought it was... It's just so odd, all the different things you have to go through to change everything over. That's the biggest pain in the butt for me. Is changing everything from Texas to Florida. That's just annoying because you have to change.
It is annoying. I mean, I never really had an issue with the plates so much, but it's always a driver's license. Like, a lot of places have it all together, but out here you sit for 3 hours waiting for your driver's license.
Yeah. Well, like Texas though, you have to wait, like, so they just give you a piece of paper.
Right, and then you have to wait for the state to mail it. I've never lived anywhere like that.
Yeah, the state mails it to you. Well, we get to Florida and
you get it right away.
They give it to you right away. We walked out with it, you know.
And the plates and the driver's license plates are in the same place.
Right, right.
Yeah, because I've been in that Lee County license plate, so I know what it looks like.
So the tax collector, they do everything there. It's a one-stop shop, and Texas,
yeah, and New Jersey was like that too.
Texas, you have to go to the DPS to get your license, and then you have to go to the tax collector to get your license plate.
Yeah, it's nuts.
It's just Texas does a little bit differently, but Texas, the other thing is like, it's not nearly as expensive to initially register your car in Texas. In Texas, it's like $175, I think, to like initially register your car.
Yeah.
Over here, it's like $350.
Wow.
It was crazy. They charge you this $225 like new wheels to Florida fee, and I'm like, what does that mean? And I was like, I've been driving this car is 20 years old.
This is the first state that I've ever been to where you have to get your license plates first before you can get your driver's license.
Oh, really?
Some people, every state I've ever been to, you can just have a driver's license. Doesn't mean you have to go buy a car or have a car. You can still get your driver's license. Not in this state, you have to have a car to get a license.
Yeah.
That's the nuttiest thing I've ever heard of.
Yeah. Well, I think they also, like, in Texas, they want you to have proof of insurance as well.
Every state's almost like that anymore, though.
Yeah, I mean, so it was crazy.
But one thing you're going to have to remember is to file your state income tax.
Nope. Florida doesn't have it.
Did they have a state income tax either
nope.
there?
Nope.
That's good then.
Yeah. That's part of the reason I said yes. There's no state income tax.
that was the whole factor of you moving.
Yeah, it was a big factor.
God.
The sales tax is lower here. It's like 6% instead of 8%.
They get that's because they get all that senior citizen crowd down there paying for everything.
Right. Well, it's so funny. I got down here and they're like, you realize that snowbird season is really busy, right? And I was like, so what's snowbird season? It's like when all the old people come down and visit, you know, during the winter. I said, all right. Packing and moving, it is a pain. But once it's done, you feel like you've accomplished something, even though you haven't really done anything. All you've done is move your life from one area to the next.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, well, that's not to say you haven't really done anything. It means you've just changed where you're living.
You got to put all the address changes in or send the car to the post office with your new address.
Yeah, I didn't do that. I just because I don't I didn't do
that. You didn't want to get your mail. I understand.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I left a forwarding address with the apartment, our old apartment place, but I didn't send anything to the post office.
You didn't say anything to the post office?
No, because I changed all our addresses on most of our bills before. Oh yeah. So internet's funny. The internet it's fun, it's so funny. So we show up and it's like 2 o'clock and I scheduled the Xfinity guy at 5. And the lady on the phone told me you can either have the guy on the 2nd when you arrive at 5 or you have to wait till the 6th. And I was like, well, let's just schedule it for the 2nd, you know.
Right.
And so I scheduled it. And so the guy comes out, they charge me $60, and then they come and cut my internet line like a week, less than a week later, with no warning whatsoever. It turns out we were tapped into our neighbor below us, their pipeline of internet, and so they cut that off because they thought we were pawning off their internet.
Even though you had your own account.
Even though we had our own account.
Oh my God.
It's so funny because the guy comes out, they have to send a guy back out, and they said, oh, well, we cut your, that's what they told my wife was, oh, we cut your internet line. My wife was like, why? And they said, well, we thought you were stealing internet from somebody else.
Even though they came out to set you up originally.
Yeah, yeah, even though, and so like.
And they got money from you.
Right. Well, so I mean,
how are you tapping into it? You're paying them.
Yeah, I mean, my wife said to the guy, you know, my wife said to me afterwards, she goes, it was worth it for the second guy to come out, but it wasn't worth it for the first guy to come out, you know? So it's like, you know, I guess you can't be perfect with everything, but the guy, I don't know.
Maybe it's a Florida thing.
Maybe it was, I don't know. But they told, the lady on the phone told me, you know, she's like, oh, we haven't had internet service there and like, service at your apartment, your new place in like 3 years. So that's why they had to have, yeah, that's why they had to have somebody come out. And I talked to our landlord and he said, oh, well, you know, we've had people living there, you know, for a while. And then, but it was so funny because the other thing was, is the weekend apartment manager was a pain. I hated her. And I really hope she's not a fan of the podcast because that would destroy me. But I don't think she is.
Did you tell her about it?
No.
We'll keep that quiet.
We'll keep it quiet. Anyways, no, she was a pain because she didn't know. She hadn't done a move-in. She's been working here 5 months, and she hasn't done a move-in yet.
That's crazy.
And I said, what? Are you kidding me? You know, so she didn't know what to do. So she called the landlord guy that's actually my landlord, and he goes, oh, yeah, just give him the keys, tell him to do an inspection, and then hold on to the mail key until they're done with the inspection. So we went and did the inspection, got the mail key. And so I go over to the mailbox to see if there's anything in it, you know. And I couldn't figure out what mailbox it was in because they're all listed 1 to 200. All the boxes are listed 1 to 200, not with the apartment numbers on them.
Like, really? So you have your own special number, like, for your mailbox?
So there's a number, there's a specific number for the mailbox. And I'm like, what the heck? And so I like tried a whole bunch of them. And then I go to the lady and I said, which mailbox am I? And she goes, oh, I don't know. You're going to have to ask them on Monday. And I said, well, what if I get mail today? And she says, oh, well, they've already been here. I said, okay, well, what if I had mail today? You know, I said, there might be mail I need to get, you know. And she says, you already having mail? And I said, well, I had a box of mine delivered.
You should have had her go out and try all 200 boxes till you found the one.
Yeah, I should have had her. But anyway, so she's like searching through her boss's desk and she finally finds it. And I'm like box number 38 out of 250 or whatever, however many units.
That's the one I would have guessed.
Yeah, it's totally one I would have. Well, there's like 10 stacks of mailboxes over there. You know, and so it's like, there's like 10 stacks of mailboxes and it's like, I don't know which one I am because they're not, right. No, and I just got really fed up.
Did the key work in the box she gave you?
Oh yeah. Once she gave me the right number.
I mean, when you found out which one it was?
Yeah, but it was stuffed. I went over to the mailbox. I opened it up. It was stuffed.
And it was your stuff?
No, it was not. It was just, it looked like it had been like 6 weeks of mail that nobody had answered.
And they were going to get it in there?
And yeah. And so, like, I pulled it. There was like 10 ads. There's like 10 or 15 ads. If
they can't
ads.
Get it in there, they'll just send it back.
Yeah. But, I mean, there was like 10 of those. You know those newspaper ads that we received at our place?
Oh, yeah. That I throw yeah. away as soon as I
yeah,
look
you
at
get
them.
A, yeah. And so, like, there was like 10 of those. And then I think all but like two pieces of mail were
actual mail
were like no it was like all but two pieces of mail were like this person or current resident, so I just threw everything out.
But you were the current resident.
Yeah, so I threw out the current resident stuff, and then the other stuff I was like, well, the other two pieces I was like, well, I just took it to the landlord, and I'm like, this person doesn't live here, you know.
So what about your address? I know you guys sent it to me. It's not your apartment number then? Your mailbox? How do you address your mail? If you want something sent to you?
So we live on a circle.
Right.
Okay. So each building has its own address label.
Okay.
Okay. So this isn't the actual number, but like our address is like 3245.
Okay.
So like ours is 3245 Floridian Bay Parkway. Okay.
Okay.
So it's 3245 Floridian Bay Parkway. Well, the next door is 3325. So okay. The next building over is 3325. And so okay. We're building as far as the apartment complex is concerned, we're in building 1. Like if I go to my landlord, they ask me what building I'm in, I'm going to say building 1.
Okay.
And so, but as far as the mail address is concerned, it's like 3245. But like the reason we're in unit 3 of the mailboxes is because we're the third from the lowest number. I figured it out.
So there's more than one set of mailboxes?
So there's like, yeah, there's like 10 mailboxes, dude. There's like 10 mailbox stacks over there.
There's a lot of people there.
There's a lot of people who live here. There's a lot okay, of people so, live here. But it's a very wide campus. Like, I mean,
how do they know? Okay, so your mailbox number
So each mailbox, I figured it out. Mailbox is like, cuz like it's like 3025, 3125, then 332, 3225, then 3325, and all that stuff. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? Like
so you have you don't put an apartment number down on your address?
So no, there is an apartment number on my address. Okay. So the apartment number. So it's building. It's 3325 Floridian Bay, whatever, and then apartment like 221, which is what our apartment is.
Okay.
Because we're on the second floor.
Okay.
Apartment 221, and then. That's how the mail people know that's where it goes.
So they know from that address what your post office box number or your mailbox right. number is.
Yeah.
Even though you don't put it on your address.
No, I put it on my address.
So you put your address.
I don't put what post office box number I have.
Right, that's what I'm asking. They just know that because of your box number they know what apartment you are?
Well, when they open it up, cause like when I open up my box, it's got my address written on there.
Okay.
In the you know how
so
like,
you would never give out your actual box number to anybody.
No.
But your mail still gets to it.
I still get my mail.
That's interesting. Yeah. I never heard of that.
I've already gotten like 5 bills already, which I don't.
Yeah, bills always find you no matter what.
Yeah, they find you no matter what.
that's different.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But, yeah, man, it's been a rough 2 weeks, man. It's been a rough 3 weeks.
You're unpacking. You just came from a move.
Yeah, so
you got a lot going on.
We were unpacked by Wednesday after we got in.
That's pretty good.
So her mom, that's when her mom left. My wife's mom left.
And you had plenty of stuff, room for all your stuff?
Yeah. We started. There's not a whole lot of storage space here, but what we have a lot of floor space, so we ended up finding like nooks and crannies to put things in. My parents and her parents were very generous. Her parents bought us because we got in and there was no fixtures in the ceiling. So like we put that in. The fan that you see in the video.
Yeah.
So we put, because we had a fan from our apartment in Texas. So we put that one in our bedroom, and then her dad bought us a fan because it's super hot, and we're on the top floor. So it like, and there's not a whole lot of trees around us. So it gets hot. And so like,
I'm sure you have air conditioning, but
yeah, we have air conditioning, but it's, you know,
yeah, I use fans here. You know what it's like.
Yeah. And so we had to put in the fan. We put in the fans ourselves rather than have maintenance do it. But there were quite a bit of problems, though, when we walked into the apartment. Like the master shower didn't drain properly, and then the guest shower didn't have any water pressure. But everything else had water pressure, but except the guest shower.
And you think they would have checked all that stuff out though before you came in?
I was shocked. I was like, huh. Are you kidding me? And then the garbage disposal didn't work. And then our screen has a rip in it because we have a Linnae now. And so there's a small rip in the screen that lets bugs through. So I was like, well, that's going to get fixed, you know? And they said, okay, well, we'll order.
Yeah, but it does give you a chance to learn about the new bugs of Florida that you weren't familiar with.
Right. Well, the mosquito, I heard the mosquitoes are not very West Nile friendly, so.
Yeah. What? Did they get it all taken care of for you, though?
Yeah, they did everything except the screen. They wanted, because the rip was too big for them to just put a patch over it. I just wanted them to put a patch over it, but it was too big for a patch. So they're going to replace the whole screen when they get a new one in. And then we just tell them when we're ready and they'll put a new one in.
Okay.
So, and then, I mean, that's where we're at right now.
Are you getting acclimated, like meeting your neighbors or anything?
Yeah. There's a retired couple downstairs that gets pretty, what's the word? They like to have a party.
Oh, they're party animals and they're retired?
No, not party animals. They are, party animals. They're not party animals, but they like to have a party. Do you know what I'm saying? Oh, man, this lady is whacked out of her mind every time I talk to her.
Really? Oh, because of...
because of the party lifestyle.
That's like, okay. I got it.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's,
that's kind of nice. So then you have scented air.
Yes. free incense for everybody.
Yep. Another entitlement.
Another entitlement. Part of Florida.
Oh man.
So
have you met any neighbors with dogs?
Yeah, just about everybody has a dog. Oh, it's just crazy. Okay. It's crazy. Just about everybody here has a dog.
Nice.
Every time I go on a walk, our dogs just go nuts because they see all these other dogs. But they love the beach, man. The beach is freaking awesome for them.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Our it's so funny because the last time we went to the beach, it was pretty high tide. And so we walked through, you had to walk through the ocean to get to where the sandbar is that everybody relaxes at. And our dogs just went nuts, dude. Like, I think Winnie swam back and she swam between, because I went out into the ocean with Jupiter onto this like mini sandbar thing. And she swam between me and my wife like 6 times. She just had a ball. She was just loving it. It was crazy. It was a lot of fun. But anyway, so how's Bronco doing? Doing pretty well?
He's doing all right. He was just up here. I don't know where he's at. Bronco, come here. Yeah, he was sitting up here. Here he comes. Come here. Come up. Come on.
Hey, there he is.
Look, there's James. Can you say hi?
Hi, Bronco.
Hi.
Hi, Bronco. Hey, he still looks like Zero.
He just got shaved again. I wasn't going to do it, but Petco was running a deal, so I figured I'd just give him shaving again.
Well, it probably keeps them cooler.
Yeah, but I don't know if, I guess I told you. Ashley's going to watch him.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, she's got three little dogs, like, around his size, so.
Cool.
So, yeah, she's going to take him.
I need to give her a call, because I guess we still owe money.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's part
of it. What about your, you probably get your deposit back, won't you?
Well, no. Don't get our deposit back, because we owe, because what we owe the, we owe the breaking fee, because we, it's so stupid. We signed a contract, and then less than a week later, I get a job offer elsewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was really upset with my company. I was just like, you guys couldn't offer me this last week.
You should have them pay your break it.
They did. But I mean, we still owe 3/4 of a month's worth of rent, because you have to pay the rent. It's part of the lease, breaking the lease, is you have to pay rent until new residents move in. And I don't, did they move in today? Did you see any moving trucks or anything today?
No, but what I have seen last week when I was out late at night with Bronco, they had, I looked up your apartment and the lights were on, like, but it looked empty from, cause I'm standing on the ground.
Right.
Looking, but the lights were on and a fan was going. Like 2 or 3 nights later, I went and the lights were on again, but this time the blinds were closed. So,
oh, interesting.
Yeah. So I don't know, but, of course I said something to our neighbor and, his theory was that they could be working in there. And I go at 11 o'clock at night. I don't think they're going to be working in there at 11 o'clock.
I don't think so.
I haven't actually seen anybody in or out of that apartment, but that doesn't mean they're not there.
Right. Right.
I did send you guys a picture of the new carpet.
Yes.
And the old carpet.
Yeah. That old carpet looked pretty grody.
Yeah, mine's getting that way, actually. But no, so I don't know if they've gotten actually officially anyone in there. Didn't you tell me that? They had somebody lined up, but they couldn't.
Yeah, they had somebody lined up, and then they resigned. Then they failed the application, and then she emailed me. She emailed me a couple weeks ago and said that they had somebody that was scheduled to move in. They had somebody that was scheduled to move in today, and then she had tried. She told me that they wanted to see if they would be available to move in last week. So that may be it, is that she got them to move in last week. So I need to
maybe that's why I saw the lights on then.
Yeah, I need to give her a call and find out what the whole story is, because I don't want to write her a check for something that I don't.
Oh, yeah, sure, absolutely. I'm not so concerned about who moves into your place. I'm more concerned about who moves into Robert's place.
Right.
Yeah. But if they come over and start preaching the Bible, oh, well.
That. You know, as long as they're not have you heard the good news type people, then it should be okay. Yeah.
No, but bless Robert, he's a good guy, and I know he's a born again Christian and everything, but I told him and he listens to this podcast, so I want him to hear this because he's heard it from me already, so it's not a surprise. I told him when he moves into his new house to tread lightly with his new neighbors until he gets to know them. I told him, you're not going to listen to me, but you need to. You don't know how these people are or how they're going to react. I said, just go into it easy with them.
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly right. But, dude, it's, I don't know. It's crazy out here. It's crazy. My job is crazy right now, man. It's just, I had a meeting with the CEO this week, and the damage that has been done by my predecessors is far worse than I had anticipated.
And just from the other company or people you worked with?
These are my predecessors. So people that have had my position before. From my company.
So are these people out the door if they really screwed up?
No, none of these people work for my company anymore.
Oh, okay.
And then the other thing is like one of my part timers, he's got a bit of a mouth on him. Wow. So have to deal with that. But I can't, because the damage has been so bad, I can't hire anybody. So I was like, all right, well, if I can't hire anybody, I can't hire anybody.
Right.
But I don't know. I'm going to a seminar on Monday to try and do some networking to expand our business. which my boss, I called my boss today and told him that, and he goes, okay, that's pretty smart. It's a pretty smart move. So I'm just trying to do everything I can, but.
And where's their headquarters at?
Say again?
Their headquarters?
Our headquarters is in Orlando.
Okay, so it's not far from you.
Mm-mm. No, my boss works out of Orlando, and he comes down probably once a week, once every 2 weeks. I haven't seen him.
Yeah,
this week,
say, but... yeah, that, yeah, you're gonna have to be vigilant of that he'll be down a lot.
Yeah, well, I mean, the last guy was so bad. He said that he just showed up randomly, and
wow,
he would just do random inspections rather than tell him, because he wanted to make sure that he was doing his job. And I was like, all right, well, I hope you don't have to do that with me. But, you know, I said, I won't put it past you if you do.
And he goes, yeah. Well,
you know, but I you know.
I just, and how's the other job search going for the other half?
She signed up for DoorDash today, or yesterday, actually. So.
What is it? DoorDash?
DoorDash?
Oh, DoorDash. I've heard of it.
Yeah. It's like Uber for your food.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So she signed up for DoorDash just so it pays the bills until she can find a steady job.
Right.
So, I mean, we've only been here 3 weeks, so I can't expect it to be like Texas where she first finds something instantly. And she does not want to go back to retail, you know, cause I know that there's a lot of retail places that are hiring, but
yeah,
you know, there's a couple of places that I know of that are looking, there's a couple of people I'm affiliated with that are wanting to hire some people, but. I don't know. Some people are dragging their feet. Some people aren't.
I saw early when I was down there visiting my cousin, we went to she had a coupon for this artisan bread at this bakery.
Uh-huh.
So I went there with her to pick it up. And the place was a clothing store and a bakery.
That's crazy.
It's the nuttiest thing I've seen. They had all those artisan pastries and bakery on one corner of the store, and the rest was like clothing. I go, what?
That's crazy. But Miss Lotus is digging Wawa, though.
Yeah, she likes Wawa.
Yeah, she likes Wawa.
Who doesn't? Everybody loves Wawa.
Yeah. Well, and then I was explaining to my coworkers what Buc-ee's is.
Yeah. Because
Buc-ee's is a trip, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Buc-ee's is a trip.
I've never been in one, but I have seen them.
You should go.
It's Robert told me that too.
Yeah, it's like it's a Walmart sized Wawa.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna stop at some point.
Yeah. So well, you should stop on your road trip. There's like 3 Buc-ee's on your way out.
Oh, are there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you taking I-10 out to Colorado?
No, probably. I'm probably angling my way up through past Waco and up through Abilene.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's one on 45 just outside Huntsville.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm going to take 45, but I might take it up part of the way.
Yeah, so I mean, if you go,
up 45, I do want to check it out. I have seen it. It looked pretty big.
Yeah, they're pretty big.
Well, some of the Wawas are pretty big too. Some of them are like smaller.
Yeah, the one by us is pretty small.
Yeah,
it seems.
But I have been in some super sized Wawas.
Yeah, but most, I think all the Buc-ee's I've been in, except for maybe one or two, have been pretty big. There's a couple like Wawa sized Buc-ee's.
When I worked at Wawa, I saw people, the same people every day, a lot of the same people.
Yeah.
Every single day. And whether they were getting a little bit of gas or they were coming in to get their sandwich order, there's people that eat there every day at lunch and get the same thing.
I bet, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. And it's a religion. We used to joke in New Jersey that, you know how, well, you wouldn't know, but they have like snow so bad that they want you to stay off the roads. Only essential personnel should be out on the roads when it's snowing real bad.
Right.
And they said, the joke was, well, we're essential personnel. I'm sure the cops will give us an escort so we can get Wawa open. They're not gonna let Wawa close. And it's 24 hours anyway. It's 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And I and I said, those people that are in there are stuck. They're not going anywhere. And if we got to go in to relieve them, we will get a police escort. And if they pull us over and say, well, I'm on my way to work to a Wawa, oh, let me escort you
there. Right. That's funny.
The cops hang out there constantly.
Yeah, that's funny. I can imagine. I mean, there's quite a few first responders that hang out there. Every time I go there, there's at least one or two first responders.
Yeah, and it just becomes like a religion for them. They know everybody that works there, and everybody knows them, and it's just a place for them to hang.
Yeah, yeah. The respect for first responders here is pretty big, actually.
That's good. Well, that's good for your brother, even though he's not down there.
Right.
But I mean, I think people in general respect what he does.
Yeah.
And your friend Kyle too.
Yeah. Yep. For sure. They had there's this place called Mission Barbecue that does the national anthem every day at noon.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
It's really cool. They have the American flag, and then the Florida state flag, and then the Mission Barbecue flag, like all right next to each other, hanging in the middle of the restaurant.
Yeah.
And so then if you go, there's a lot of people that go there during lunch. And if you go there during lunch at noon, they stop, everybody stops what they're doing. And then they play the national anthem and they say,
and if you're sitting there eating, you stand up.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. That's cool. I like that. It's pretty neat.
It's pretty neat. I mean, I'm a patriot, so it's pretty powerful to have.
Yeah, but I'm sure there's bleeding heart liberals that would say, I'm not doing it.
Right. Yeah.
But no, I think that's pretty neat. Yeah. You know what? God loves all his children.
Yeah.
I don't love them all, but he does.
Right. For sure. But yeah.
I think we covered stuff. I mean, we've all gone through moves. We talked about the road trip. We talked about packing. But all the stuff we're talking about, like what you've done since you've been down here, that's all part of the process.
Oh, it is. It is all part of the process. But I still think, though, that apart from the actual drive, I think the biggest pain in the ass for me is changing all your address and retitling your cars stuff. That's always the biggest pain.
I'm still doing it. I've been down here a year.
Yeah. Well, and it was so funny because we went and titled our stuff like right away, and my boss goes, "You did it right away?" I was like, "Yeah." I said, "I did it right away," and he's like, "Why are you doing it right away? It costs so much." And I said, "Well, I'd rather do it right away than pay the $200 fine or whatever it is, you know."
Or like if you have time to do it now, do it, because you don't know what your schedule is going to look like down the road.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I told him. But
no, I do the same thing. The first thing I usually get when I move is a library card.
Oh yeah, Amy's.
I get that even before a driver's license.
Yeah. Mrs. Lotus got one of those right away too. It was so funny. She's like, "It's funny, a big too. Library."
Yeah, you got to get the library card. When I lived in New Jersey, the closest actual public place to my house was the library. No retail stores or nothing. The closest public place was the library.
Yeah,
that's so crazy. It was my first stop in the town. I go, well, I go right past it. I might as well stop there first.
Right. Right. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big, I prefer Amazon books and doing the digital library, but I don't read as much as I probably should.
I have no excuse for not reading, and I love to read, but I just kind of been in and out of it as far as wanting to read or not. And I used to be, I would read a book all day and night every day, but now anymore it's like, I got other stuff on my mind, even though I have time on my hands. I don't feel like doing it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I also, now that I'm the boss, the director.
Do we call you director now?
Yeah. Director Lotus. director Lotus at your service.
Luke, I am your director.
Luke. Well, now that I'm the boss, I spend all my time reading all statistics and budgets and like quotes and all this stuff, and I'm constantly talking to clients. And at the end of the day, I just I don't want to read anything.
Like, well, keep reading that stuff at night. You'll go to bed easier.
Yeah, that's what I hear. But I've been reading the thing I've been reading lately is, and I read it periodically. I haven't read it all the way through yet. Is Jordan Peterson's 12 Rules for Life, The Antidote to Chaos. Have you read that yet?
No.
Oh, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. He talks about different things that you should do. I mean, it's more targeted towards young men, but you know, it may not be your cup of tea, but it's a well written book, and he gives
I'm a young 60.
Yeah. Well, you need to pull the chaos out of your life, don't you, Mr. Quick Curl?
Yeah, it's just nonstop hectic. I'm running amok.
Has the apartment complex gotten after you about your freezer yet?
No, not at all. Matter of fact, really? No, I talked to the maintenance guys. The manager, what's her name? Carolyn. Catherine, something like that.
Yeah, Catherine.
Yeah, Ashley, all of them have seen, talked to me at my balcony next to my freezer and never said a word.
That's funny.
but see, Brittany told me I could have it there. I asked her in advance.
Right.
So I figured I'm grandfathered in. That's the way I look at it.
Right.
But nobody said one word. Bobby's the only one that said anything to me, the guy in a wheelchair. He's the only person that's ever said anything to me. Nobody else cares.
No.
Matter of fact,
what's
funny is Tab said, hey, I told Tab, I said, he had some meat, but he didn't really have room for it. So, well, I got room in my freezer if you want to bring it. He goes, oh, great, man.
Yeah, between you bribing the maintenance guys and just talking to everybody casually, I really don't think anybody cares.
No, they don't. And you know what's funny too? I have never once filled out a ticket for anything I need in my apartment. I just grab those guys when they're going by. They stop whatever they're doing and come in. Yeah,
those maintenance guys are pretty great.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, yeah.
But
my least favorite thing about our apartment complex is probably the trash situation, because the trash situation at the old place isn't too bad because it's right outside, like you can walk to it pretty quickly.
Right to one of the trash bins, yeah.
Whereas here, it's all the way in front of the maintenance shed.
And is that far from
it's
you?
It's pretty far. Well, it's far from. It's not that. I thought it was far until I walked to the other side of the apartment complex and realized what those people have to go through to throw something away.
Yeah, I mean, our maintenance shed's actually not that close to us, but we don't have to bring our trash here either.
No. But every time I've thrown something away, though, it's always piled up. It's always piled up. And so it's just bad.
You know, that happened here, though. I don't know what, last week, I can't hear half the time. I asked Tab about it. And he told me something, and it's like, I don't know what he said. But anyway, they didn't pick up the trash here for a while. And it was like overflowing at the top of the bin.
Yeah.
And I used to say something to Joel about it. It's like, I go, I didn't know if the guy was ever going to come back. And when he dumped it, half of the trash went all over the concrete. Guess what he did? Drove away. they don't pick up anything at Waste Management. I'm going to say their name right now.
Yeah.
Waste Management, because they're a big waste.
Yeah, I mean, garbage people not allowed to get out of their trucks anymore is pretty stupid, I think.
Oh yeah, they dumped the crap all over the place. It was insane. But you know, if you dump it once in a while, you don't have to have it piled up as high as it was.
Yeah.
And it was all little trash too. It wasn't like big boxes or anything. It was like normal trash.
Right. Yeah, it was pretty bad here. I mean, they have three bins. They have three bins in front of the maintenance shed. All of them were full to the brim, overflowing. And then there was at least another bin full around each of the bins.
So like, if they're all full, the people just start putting it on the concrete next to it?
Yeah. And, like, I walked over there because Miss Lotus because she's not working right now, so she goes to bed a little bit later than I do, and so she'll, whenever the trash is full, she'll put it together and put it next to the door, and when I wake up in the morning, I take the dogs out and take the trash out, you know, and it's just kind of a morning ritual for me. And I walked over there and the maintenance guy pulls up and he goes, just leave it. Don't even try and throw it in the bin. I was like,
but did, I wonder how often they're actually picking it up.
Then. I don't know how often they're picking it up. I never maybe they're
picking
them.
Up a lot, and that's just a normal day.
Yeah,
your complex has a lot more residents than we did here.
Oh yeah. There's at least 12. I think there's at least 12 units in every building, and then there's 15 buildings.
Okay, we had 14, but we don't have a number 13 here. We had 12 and then 14.
Right.
And then our building's one of the bigger ones. It had 24 units in our building.
Right, yes.
But not all of them have that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
But,
yeah.
That's good. So you liking it so far, though?
I'm enjoying the job so far. Yeah. I'm enjoying the area. I think Miss Lotus and I need to find a church for sure.
Oh yeah, definitely.
That's one of the things we need to work on right now is finding a church, because that's where we're gonna make friends, and that's where we're gonna really get into the social life here.
Well, both of my cousins that live near you go to church, but they go to different churches.
Oh, okay.
Like her husband plays guitar at the church that he goes to, uh-huh. And then she goes to a different church with her. With her daughter and her son-in-law.
Okay.
So, I don't know if I could, maybe I can find out, but I don't think it's your.
It may not be my cup of tea.
Well, it might not be your faith either, but it's kind of funny because they're my faith, but their churches aren't my faith.
Right.
That they go to, and there's nothing wrong with that. I like going to other churches. This is just to experience them.
Yeah. Well, we found a couple of churches in our area that are within about a 30-minute drive. There's three churches within a 30-minute drive that are in the same denomination that we were in Texas. So we're going to try those first. And okay. If we like those, then we'll stick with one. But if we don't, then we'll find a new denomination, I guess.
That church that her husband plays the guitar at, I went with him to, they have a men's breakfast every Wednesday. And he helps prepare the breakfast every Wednesday.
Oh, cool.
So I went with him and helped him do that. But it was nice. The minister of the church is there, and a lot of the men that, go there. But they didn't know me from Adam, and they made me feel real welcome.
Mm, cool. Yeah, we're trying to find something, man. It's gonna take us a while to get used to everything.
They had somebody different working in the office today. They had an older lady working across from Ashley's office.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if that's permanent or if she's just filling in while the other girl's on vacation.
Yeah, who's the other girl? What, Bree? What's her name?
Is that what her name is? I don't know.
I don't remember her name.
Honestly, Ashley's about the only one I talk to.
Yeah, Ashley's the only one I want to deal with at that place anyway.
Yeah.
And then,
except for your ditzy encounter with when you moved in, have the other managers been pretty cool?
Yeah, our regular landlord, he's pretty awesome. I like him. Yeah. And he's pretty. The maintenance people are actually pretty friendly. But here the water is pretty it's pretty coarse water. It's a hard water. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, hard water. Yeah.
It's pretty hard. And so when they came to fix the showers, that's partly why. And
was it kind of like a rust color sometimes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is harsh water. Sometimes a lot of that it comes from water that like you see cedar trees that are like maybe in part of the water that discolors the water for one thing. Yeah. And then there's also, it could have a lot of iron deposits in it.
No, I think it's, they were talking about some sort of, it wasn't iron. It was some sort of, some other deposit thing that's common with the ocean.
Well, I know the hard water is pretty harsh when I was in New Jersey.
Yeah, New Jersey's pretty hard. I think because Texas water isn't that hard, isn't nearly as hard as it is here.
Yeah.
But there was just there was just rocks and stuff in the guest shower. That's why there was very little water pressure. And then the other they redid the bathrooms. And when they redid the bathrooms, they let everything drain into the drain, and all that stuff that was in the drain hardened. And that's why the master bath wouldn't drain.
Wow.
I was like, are you kidding me?
Wow.
So, but anyway, they went in and cleared it out. I mean, it works fine now, but.
Yeah, that's good.
But anyway, we're at 106:30.
Okay. I think we touched on not only the moving aspects, but what happens after you get to where you're moving.
Yep, for sure. So, yeah.
And I think it's something that everybody can relate to. We may even get some comments on it. Or
yeah, I certainly hope that we get some comments. I hope that none of the comments are just, hey, you're back. You know, I hope that we actually have some sort of productive comments. But it's good to record again.
Yeah,
man.
But we might feel like we're wanted if they do say, oh, we're back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
That could be a feel good thing.
That is a feel good thing, but yeah, it's good to be recording again. It's good to be talking with you.
Yeah, definitely.
Have now to
I'm
do.
Gonna be gone. Well, next week I got some time next week, but okay. Then after that, I'm pretty much gonna be off the grid until about the 25th of July.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll have to schedule a record for next week.
Yeah, definitely. We'll get something in. And you, it's your topic.
It's my topic? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll think of something. So
maybe you can talk about the delicacies of alligator meat.
Yes. Crikey. He's angry.
And your entitlement oranges.
My entitlement oranges, yes. We get our weekly entitlement. Orange
could,
delivery.
You know what? We could talk about the regional food. Like a lot of, there's probably some new regional things you're gonna be trying down there.
Yeah, there's a lot of Cuban food and Puerto Rican food here.
Yeah, I was telling Amy that my cousin took me. It was a little hole in the wall place, but they served Cuban food. Oh man, it was so good.
Yeah, I'm anxious to. Cuban food is spicier, I think, than Mexican food.
Well, yes and no. So, I mean, I've had a lot of Cuban food, and some of it is, but a lot of it's just a different take on some of the stuff you've already eaten.
Right.
Like if they like tortilla wraps or tacos or something. I think what it is a lot of it's more authentic related, like with Mexican, real Mexican food.
Right.
Not the fast food that we see all the time.
Yeah. Not grab life by the taco type.
Right. Yep.
I don't know. I can't stand the bell anymore. I can't do it.
Yeah, you know, it's not working with my taste buds lately either. I used to love the bell, but there's so many different taco places down here, man.
Mrs. Lotus loves it, but I'm like, I'd rather go to... Oh, they have Fuzzies here.
They have what?
Fuzzies. Fuzzies tacos. Fuzzies.
Yeah.
But they don't have Torchies.
Torchies not down there.
Torchies I love though.
What's that other one? Like Cabana or
Taco Cabana?
Taco Cabana, yeah.
I don't think they have those here. But they have some other burrito places here.
The one thing I will give Taco Bell credit for is their food's cheap.
Yeah. It's inexpensive.
I mean, it keeps going up, but their food's still pretty cheap.
Yep.
Yep.
But
all right.
Yeah, it was great. It was great talking to you.
Yeah, good talking to you.
Loved a recording.
I think we our first remote podcast went well.
Yeah. Hopefully it sounds okay when I do the edit. So
yeah.
But yeah, this has been the Socratic Neighbors podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can find us on Twitter at Socratic Podcast. You can email us at SocraticNeighborsPodcast@gmail.com or SocraticNeighbors@gmail.com. I believe that's what it is. SocraticNeighbors@gmail.com. SocraticNeighbors@gmail.com. You can send us a question, send us a topic, send us corrections. Send us money. Yeah. I don't think there's anything that we said that was factually incorrect for this one. I don't think.
Maybe, but who knows?
Maybe, right.
If we have, if there was something correct, by all means, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. And do it with civility, please.
Civility. Yes, civility. Don't scream at us. Don't put in caps letters.
Right. But yeah, it was great. I hope our listeners have a great week. I hope you have a great week.
Yeah, and good luck with getting more settled.
Yep. Yeah. Well, and good luck with us not being there.
Yeah, I know it's been tough. You know, it's funny. Just real quick, Tiffany came by. She goes, "Do you miss your friends?" I go, "You're my friend." And she goes, "No, James and Amy." I said, "Well, yeah, I miss them, but I still have you guys until the end of the month, and then I'll miss you too."